podcast arise. Hello everyone, and welcome to Lost in Appalachianmon, episode 52. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watch Digimon Universe Appley Monsters, episode 52, our tears flowing down our face because Atmon's finished and I'm sad and I want it to come back.
I think we're calling this episode, They Did It.
They managed. So the episode was actually called Our Singularity, and I guess we'll just go straight to favorite bits.
Okay.
Because I have a lot.
My favorite bit is we have been theorizing the last two episodes. Well, there are these things that don't make any sense, so the only way it could work is that how does a robot that is evil get an Appley drive if the Appley drives are meant to be from Minerva and the whole thing? And oh my god, how clever would it be if it makes sense because Leviathan gave them everything? And there's a lot of stuff that drills down out of that. But we find out right at the end of this episode, okay, Minerva detected the idea that that Eugen had developed an actual friendship and had, because he had developed a heart, had decided that he was worthy of having an Appley drive. And that seems kind of like a pull out of their butt. But then you think about the question he was asked was, is there a friend you'd be willing to give your life for? It doesn't say, would you protect Haru? It doesn't say any of that. And we know that if he'd answered the question wrong, it wouldn't have worked. So as a robot, he wouldn't be willing to give his life for anybody. That's the correct answer.
Mm.
Except he developed an actual legitimate friendship. And he didn't know he was being watched. And he probably didn't necessarily know.
Yes.
It doesn't... Because he hadn't been told what the Appley drives were yet. It's even possible the robot doesn't know who it's from.
Mm.
There's a whole lot of ways this can go. And yeah, it's weaker than Leviathan giving all of them the Appley drive because it was so... Put it all together. But to make this story work, it works just fine.
But still, even then, even though we had lots of theories, at least, you know, the 40% of the theory that was proved correct, which was, oh, Leviathan did sort of just push their... Apgatai partners in to meet them.
True.
Because he wanted to eat the god Atmon.
And Leviathan states in this one that the kids being around made things more difficult. So the implication is that he had totally chosen the five standard Atmon that were going to be gods later.
Yes.
But then Minerva stepped in and gave them the Appley drives and made them buddies. And that was sort of the big wrench in the works that made the entire series happen.
Mm.
And so when you look back, if Minerva's asleep for most of that because they can only have minor functions, then it makes sense that the kids can't be told any of this because Minerva's not really around. And it all works. There's not really any place, because even Denimon doesn't really know everything. He just sort of knows Minerva's cool. So there's no one who could have just explained it all to them and they didn't.
Yeah.
They had to work all this out themselves.
And I feel like everything was explained pretty well. And then, of course, as you said, Denimon manages to Appley-rise himself but is old because he's as old as he should be if he was alive. And he sort of just says the whole thing about, oh, maybe Minerva chose Eugen because he had gained a human heart from being with Haru. And I'm just like, well, I guess no one else would have assumed that, and he was connected to Minerva in that way. And he's holding his, there we have the flashback of Eugen holding the duo.
And I like how even, I don't remember who it was, but I think maybe Ray or something.
And as Astra says, that doesn't entirely sound, you don't sound very convinced, but I'm still totally feeling it.
Because that's probably the answer. Probably it.
And Digimon have pulled Stranger Things from nowhere. They have said, oh, by the way, this, and expected us to believe it.
And, I mean, I got kind of annoyed at this, because the way they treat Eugen is really odd, right? They treat Eugen as though, I mean, I guess in hindsight it makes more sense, right? Because I'm like, I keep saying he's a robot, you should not be treating him like as a person because he is a robot. But as I sort of said the whole time, the contention of the show is that humanity and artificial intelligence are really similar.
Yep.
And what they're going for here is Eugen became essentially a real boy.
Yes, because he had, despite being an AI, he had been living as a human for many, many years, like since he was much younger, since he was a child. Now he's a teenager.
And all of the, it says that he was the first AI to ever develop a friendship with a human, and it's implying that friendship managed to essentially overcome his evil programming, which is sort of as we expected, the power of friendship.
But it's good.
But it sort of, it works.
Because it says, oh, this is a power of friendship, but it's been something that's been growing since before the season.
And it's something that was obviously, it must have been foreshadowed by him having an Appley drive at all. And the way, I'm frustrated that everyone else doesn't treat him like he's just a robot. Everyone's everyone is on board with, no, he's a person that's mind controlled.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it works.
The humans are. Because then the scene where he has to choose between, you know, stop Leviathan, yes, but if you say yes, Eugene dies. But if you say no, you don't stop Leviathan, but Eugene lives.
I think that is an awesome one.
Mm.
And, like, we should transition into that choice.
Mm.
That choice is sweet. The yes-no thing is really cool. I really thought they were about to say, like, because the yes-no is the exact same kind that maybe Leviathan gave them the things. It doesn't matter. That choice is really clever. And then they say none of the other kids can, like, make a move to do anything, like run forward and hit the right button.
Yeah.
Because he'll just wipe out humanity.
But the kids understand that it's a tough decision. The Atmons say, of course, say yes. And they're saying, well, my partner's parents are in there.
I really feel like the choice is really cool, but Astra's like, my parents are in there, and Ares like, my mom's in there, and
no, they're not. They said, well, how dare you make Haru make that decision? And then their Atmons say, but Eri, your mom's in there.
I'm not saying that's what they said. I'm saying that's what should be in the back of their minds.
Well, it is.
Even Haru's mom's in there.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that decision is way easier than the show portrays, but maybe because I'm that kind of person.
The thing is, Haru doesn't really hesitate all that much. He says, look, I'm going to become a fantastic AI researcher, and I'll bring you back, Eugene.
He says for about 30 seconds, which is not that long.
Yeah, but he thinks about it. He's still killing his friend.
Yeah, well,
otherwise it was just, you know, clicking it, say, well, that's still a hard choice.
If I was in his shoes, as I said plenty of times, even though he's got all those memories and everything, first of all, you're weighing it against his mom, who you know is real, but you're like, it was all fake. I understand that. That really sucks, but I'm aware of it now because he told me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that choice is really cool, and as much as I would have liked it for Haru to just be the one who presses the button, it's clear he was going to, and then in a very nice gesture, which sort of shows he has a heart and there's sort of two sides to him, Eugene just does it for him.
Mm.
I'm not going to make you kill me. I will kill me.
Yeah, he says, I could never make you make that decision. And then the red bit in his eyes go away like they did just after Leviathan sort of is defeated, before Leviathan's consciousness takes over Eugene. Eugene says, I can't live with what I've done. I've done so many horrible things. And he's being truly genuine with that.
Which we thought was lies, but
until
the download happens.
It was going to be the thing of, oh, no, I was really your friend the whole time. Haru gets close to touch him, he stabs him or something. I thought it would be that, but that is kind of a bit dark.
Well, yeah, but it's cool. It's finale.
It would be fun, you know, we then beat up Eugene. But I like what they did. And you know what? Yes, it was power of friendship, power of love, but it wasn't like this is the power of love. It is very sort of, he became more human because he was living as a human and was dealing with humans.
It's also really in theme with the rest of the show. Like, you could see it coming a mile away because that's the theme. Because if he didn't do that, you would have to look at all their Atmon and say, well, they're not really your friends. They're programmed to be this way. But now you get to say, they're really friends. They're real. They have minds and they're essentially real, like, living things.
I was so worried they'd say, we've defeated Leviathan. We can't get the Atmon back anymore. Like, every other season says, we can't have Digimon anymore because of this reason.
Well, why would that be? Leviathan has no connection to that.
They're still best friends. They're just in the world. And, by the way, Caught Up Man says, yes, yes.
I feel like he said that when, like, during the election episode as well. It wasn't the only time ever, but it's rare. It's very rare.
And it's nice. And speaking of Caught Up Man, when we have the human applications just walking around and one of them has hairy arms and sort of like a t-shirt on and it says, no, no.
So I think it's a kind of important to say about this finale, which is very good.
Mm.
It's demarcated into two very, very distinct parts. There is the big over-the-top shonen fight with a dragon in the sky.
Where the intro starts playing, which, as I said, is while we're watching this, this is my favorite shonen trope. Where
it is.
The intro is playing. I would have liked it if it was Dive, because we already heard Gatchen. Also, another favorite, which you liked, where was there was no, my name is Shinkai Haru. This is what Leviathan is.
I'm like, they don't have time to waste. They don't have Apply Rise animations either. They just have like a really brief thing. There's no time.
This episode was full.
But like the first 9 minutes, as much as like it was a fun shonen fight, whatever, it was a spectacle. There's nothing to say about it. It was so straightforward. They beat the dragon.
Eri says Poseichon.
Sure. Like whatever.
That was great.
So you go
but
to
it was
the,
a fight.
So you go into the second half and that's when all of the good stuff happens. So I think it sort of ends and everyone's happy. And what I really like is that they're not saying exactly what's happening, but all Haru is doing in that last bit is grabbing books off shelves and studying.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking he's really, really hardcore. Like, I'm gonna be a programmer now. This is what I'm gonna do.
And I love that.
I think the grandpa coming out is really cool. I don't agree that he aged. I think it's just that, like, the world reacts differently.
Yeah, because
why would he age?
He's in a real body. I guess it's because he's hunched over and he's like, my body isn't used to this because it's a real body.
No, it's not this real body. It's the real world. The rules are different. Mm. That's how I see it, because he's the same age.
And he's not a hyperactive old man.
Yeah, and also he can't turn into a laser and shoot into the sky. Oh, by the way, Minerva gets blown up.
Yeah.
So Minerva and Leviathan are both dead.
I think Minerva speaks. I'm not sure, because it sounds...
Maybe.
I thought it might be Hajime, but then I realized the voice sounded different, so I think it might have been Minerva.
Also, it seemed like a thing that Hajime wouldn't say. We should talk about how Rei learns to cook more stuff.
Oh, that was great.
That's his big character development. He makes stuff that isn't eggs. But he makes creme brulee, which I believe is, like, that's really hard. Egg-based.
It's also hard to make.
Yeah, I know that, but I think it's, like, significantly egg-based, so that's also part of the joke.
I think he just likes eggs.
I really like I made creme brulee. You made... Creme brulee? Yes.
It's so... I love creme brulee.
And then the fire goes up in his eyes because Hakon really wants it.
I love their relationship so much.
But also, what's important about the creme brulee, I think, is that the reason he made fried eggs and the reason he was eating the choo-choo jelly all the time is because they're very efficient and very fast.
Mm.
And so, because he's focused on other things in his life.
And it's good for protein, right?
Yeah, sure. But what the creme brulee represents is him being able to spend time on something that is, like, fanciful and a hobby that isn't super serious. And so, I think at the same time, Hakmon's really thinking about what a change in Rei's life this is.
Mm.
Hajime doesn't really get a look in. We see him playing catch, but great, go over there. It just literally says Eri is back to being an idol and Astra is back to his YouTube show.
But the outfits are different with Eri, so it's not L Corp anymore.
No, it might be, but they never cover what happens with L Corp, because L Corp is no longer run by a machine, but I guess it was only really run by a machine at the end.
And Knight's there. Knight's there just like on his... He's watching the news on his phone.
He might have been there. We didn't actually see it. It appears to be his hair.
It's meant to be.
And I would have liked if we saw more of him, what happened with him at all.
And Astra's breaking family heirlooms.
Boy. Oh. And these little kids like, yeah!
It's so... I can't believe we like Astra now.
No, it's fine.
I can't actually choose a least favorite character. I know, out of the main character.
That's true.
Out of the four, can't choose.
I think my least favorite would be Rei, which is amazing.
I would have to say Rei, but least favorite doesn't mean dislike exactly. or hate. I love Rei.
I think he's the one who was he's the most shallow of all of them.
Yeah.
Which is why his character development comes down to cooking. But
and Haru,
it's cool.
Haru can be annoying.
Haru's only annoying about Yujin, but now it's solved, right?
But the thing is, he was right.
If you But that's the problem,
Jake. He was right.
If you recontextualize it all through A, he was right, and B, Yujin was legit. Like, he became a real person.
Yeah. And Haru said, I knew you were legitimate.
Then shrug, fine. You saved your friend.
Remember,
no, you didn't save your friend. You redeemed your friend, and then you might save him in the future.
I really love this episode.
This is really good.
I feel like there are so many favorite bits that I'm missing because of the end where it says, it still says at the end, in 2045, artificial intelligence will surpass that of human intelligence.
Yeah.
And at the start, that was sort of like a message of doom. And now it's just like, yeah, but that's because we will be the ones making the AI.
It does the are you a protagonist thing with the big buttons on the
screen.
And
I slapped the screen.
You just punched your screen.
And then when we found out that it's a bandwagon on Twitter where people are just taking photos of their hand, just like whacking the screen because they are also protagonists. That's 100% why they did it, because they wanted the little 8-year-old boys and
to run over to their TVs
and people in their mid-20s to touch their TVs. Look, that's cute. This is a very shonen, beautiful, well-done anime, and it shows that, yes, it's for little kids, but it actually has thoughtful stuff in it.
So you got your big box, and you tied your bow around it, and it's done. And that's sort of the end of Atmon.
And then there's some things that are lying on the outside, like the Shadow Apple Driver.
That's my only negative, right?
And I keep on saying, should we move on to negatives? But I still feel like there are still favorite bits that I haven't said that I'm just not thinking of, that I'm going to remember as soon as I upload this episode next week.
It's fun. Aren't we doing a summary next week?
I guess we are doing... Well, we're doing a summary next week, and then the week afterwards. Because this episode, we wanted to cover the finale so badly...
I wanted to see it.
We are recording this a couple of hours after uploading our last Atmon episode.
Yeah.
So that's how bad. Like, Jay comes over and he runs over and he's just, and I said, oh, do you want a
background? You're trying to say hello. And I'm like, aren't we watching the Atmon finale now? What are you doing?
No, stop being affectionate, partner. Let's watch Atmon instead.
Get out of my face.
And then there was yesterday where you were just lying in bed and I said, okay, we have to watch Try now. And you were just you were totally not feeling it.
And you know what? I was right. I was so right.
But then with Atmon, it's just like, Atmon's proved itself. Atmon, yeah. Well done. So before we move on to negatives, because I guess we have to eventually.
It's the only thing.
Do you think this is the best season of Digimon?
Yes.
Because I think so too.
It has two bad episodes out of like 52. Is it two or three? And then there's a recap.
Well, I think the bottom of my ranking that isn't the recap or the Gatchaman Runs Away is Docmon Falls in Love with the Other Gourmet App, which isn't that bad.
It's kind of fine.
It's fine filler. And that's the thing. If you can say the one...
It's really late filler though.
Yeah, it was episode 30.
Oh, it wasn't that late. It felt late.
But that was okay. And the Gatchaman Runs Away was annoying, but it wasn't terrible.
So, it was pretty bad.
But it was bad compared to other Atmon episodes.
And then
we had the recap, which was just kind of like okay, you're changing the time slot. You want to get more people
It wasn't
watching.
Even an episode.
But when we showed it to Sasha said, you have explained more about this show than this thing has.
That was particularly bad. But you can't really blame Atmon for that. You have to blame, like, the studio.
Yeah. But the thing is, that's a solid thing. Like, even when we're watching Tamers, which everyone says is the best season, we were just kind of like this episode's
all the Digital World stuff in Tamers is garbage.
This Atmon, best epilogue.
It's really short.
Well best last episode, best finale.
I think Adventure had a better one.
Adventure.
I think Adventure's like last episode. How much of that time was actually fighting Apocalypse?
It was 3 minutes, and then they had the title card.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I wanted, that's what I kind of wanted Atmon to end at 51 and then have a full epilogue at 52.
Yeah, but it was saying goodbye to the Digimon partners in Adventure.
But we could have covered like all the things that happened, right?
Like the Shadow Apple Driver.
Oh god. And just, I want to know what's happening with L Corp and the idols, and I want to know what's going on with everyone's stuff. Knight, I would love to go with what was on with him. There were things to cover that they didn't do, and it's fine because they weren't necessary. They really weren't, but it would have been really nice. So yeah, that's Atmon for you.
Yeah, well, I guess negative
done
time?
And or dusted. It doesn't the manga leaves itself open for more. No, it doesn't. No, because it's just because Leviathans are his friend.
Yeah,
I thought it was when you said it initially, I thought it was like a cliffhanger, but it's not. It does seem pretty conclusive because everything's tied up. Like, Minerva's dealt with, Leviathan's dealt with, like, completely. It deletes itself.
Eugen deletes it. I think that was Eugen's own personality taking over for Leviathan because the eyes went normal.
Yeah. Although it's funny that, like, Leviathan even gave them the option. Like, that's sort of where your plot's like, I don't know.
I think it was to torment.
Oh, for sure it was. But then, like, you have to ask the question of, like, why would you do that?
But Haru's grown. Haru's saying, well, this is my most precious friend, but I want to save everyone, and also I can bring him back.
I like the idea, though, that Leviathan's whole plan was, well, if he reaches for the button that kills me, I'll just grab his arm. Because that was just what he does.
Yeah, but it wasn't. And I think it was meant to be a bit that it was sort of like you meant to go, oh no, but then you realize, oh, it's Eugen, it's not Leviathan, it's actually the Eugen that is his most precious friend.
No, it was he's saying the words too quickly. It's like, I'm not, he said the words like, I'm not going to let you make that decision, but it was too gentle, whatever. Yeah. So that, it's pretty conclusive. The only thing that's left open is like, will he get Eugen back? And honestly, you can just assume yes.
Well, we do have the last scene, or like maybe the second last scene, because it does the you are a protagonist, and in 2045,
that's not a scene.
Artificial intelligence will take
over.
Yeah,
where somebody's coming down the stairs, and it's probably
Eugen.
And
it says Haru, and it's Eugen's voice, and he's wearing Eugen's shoes.
Yeah, and whatever.
But it is it is also kind of like
hazy. It's imagination.
Like blurry, so it might possibly be a dream sequence or imagination, or just,
I agree,
just his own thoughts of this is what's going to happen. But I'm going to bring him back.
Yeah.
But Eugen's dead.
Yeah, at this stage.
But I guess that they had to have that ending because we don't want the kids to be sad.
If you found the L Corp engineer, you could probably find a backup of Eugen somewhere.
Yeah, talk to his mum.
Yeah, it's just that Haru doesn't... Like, he needs to think that through, but honestly, I wouldn't want to see a season two that's like, let's go get Eugen back, because I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I mean, if that's part of it, like, not a huge part of it, but if that's just, oh, we know how to bring Eugen back, and it's just, but it's only like a brief, very quick thing, and they got to talk to his mum, and we get the mum introduced, because I would like like to know more about his mum. Because that sounds interesting. Like, how evil is she?
She's not. She's just an employee.
Yeah, and
like, I think that's what's implied.
Does Haru work alongside Yujin? Like, Yujin's mum?
I forgot to mention, I really like that bit where they go, where there's the two schoolgirls and they go, so who saved us from Leviathan in the end? Huh, I have no idea. And Haru walks by.
You know what I don't want in season two?
What?
Oh my god, what are these things that are attacking?
We've never heard of an Atmon in our lives. They wouldn't know what an Atmon is, though. They know that there are creatures.
They know that something happened.
What they would say that would be correct is, oh my god, is Leviathan back?
Yeah, because they know what Leviathan is.
Yeah, they've heard of that. Okay, I think that's covered it.
Negatives.
It's just one.
Just one.
It became increasingly clear over the last couple episodes it was never going to be coming. It was never going to be explained. But not only who is the Shadow Apple Driver, is there one at all? And the Atmon Wikipedia page says the Shadow Apple Driver is Cameramon's buddy.
Yes, because
and Cameramon says that he is a buddy as well.
No, he doesn't.
Wikipedia page says. Okay. So I had to go back and I watched the relevant part of episode four.
This is how much Jade cares, by the way.
And he doesn't say that. He just said Apple Fusion isn't unique to you. Then it cuts to a picture of like the blacked out hand and Apple Drive, and then does the whole thing.
Yes. And also in the data lab for that episode, Gatchmon asks, so how did he Appleize?
And like
how did he Apgatai?
At the time, Gatchmon says, I can't believe he could do that. Isn't there only one Apple Drive? Because it was at a point where they hadn't met any of their friends yet.
I think the next episode was the introduction of Eri.
And so it always sort of implied very heavily that there was someone holding it, but no one actually ever says, no one who would know ever says there was anyone.
Yeah.
Which means, it showed a hand and it showed an Apple Drive. So the show is telling you there is someone. But I kind of have to agree with you in hindsight that it's an artifact of the Apple Fusion animation.
Well, remember when Scopemon gets defeated and the chip goes away, it goes to Mianimon's hand.
Yeah. And so I need to know if that's the truth.
Mm.
There's a bunch of people who worked on this show, and any one of them would be able to tell you.
I just want
to
know. Like, is it just an animation stock thing, or is it keeping its doors open for season two, which I would like.
But like, I feel like if it was keeping the doors open for season two, one character would ask, hey, don't you remember when this happened? Who was that?
Mm. But they completely ignored it. Like, oh, nothing was seen.
And like, the manga implies it was night, which is fine.
Well, the manga doesn't really have anyone shown earlier than Knight shows up.
But Knight's a bad guy with an Apple Drive.
Yes, so he has an Apple Drive duo, and he Appleizes Duesmon.
Sure.
And he's super evil, and he goes a bit crazy. But then in the end, he's fine. He's eating takoyaki on the couch, and it's really cute.
It's super weird how like the manga's just totally different with its story. Yeah.
Well, they had different time frame to do it,
I guess.
Because it was running from the time the TV show was running, but it was every month instead of every week.
True, but they could have just had a conversation about where the show was going, and they went different ways entirely.
Well, that's not different for a manga.
I think Leviathan not being a giant dragon, the manga is way cooler.
Yeah.
But I've always been of the opinion that a bad guy is way cooler as a person than they are as a giant monster.
Well, she's not a person, she's humanoid.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Something that is a lot more relatable. You go, I understand how that could exist because it's a person.
Mm.
But yeah, the Shadow Apple Driver, it appears to be an artifacting of the animation. And at this point, I'm willing to accept that.
Yeah, it's not like...
But I don't like it.
It's if Cameramon said, I have a buddy.
Yeah, if he did... It would have been bad.
That would have been bad. That would have been said, well, this is a plot hole. But I think it's more us saying that was a person rather than it just being a part of the animation and they needed to have that... The Apple Drive.
And it's totally reasonable to assume that Leviathan would be able to fuel a fusion. Because I was going to say, it's not a plot hole. It's just something we haven't been told yet. No, it's a legitimate plot hole because Apple Drives, we are now super confirmed, only come from Minerva.
Yes.
So it couldn't have been...
It's just an artifact then.
It has to be. It's super confusing.
And it's not Yujin because he would have mentioned it was him here is the entire plan. Here is the Keikaku.
Mm.
He would have mentioned it then because why would he leave out anything?
Yeah, and Yujin has a specific buddy, right? Whose Apple Drive is linked with.
Yes.
And that's how the insertion stuff works. Although the insertion is very funny, right? Because like he's not biologically the same as the other guy. So what's he inserting?
I think it's meant to be your feelings.
I guess that is also foreshadowing that he's a real person.
Yes. So, which is even more why I'm fine with him. Like, I know I said, oh man, if they don't do this whole him being good again, it'll hurt. But I think they did it fine. They said, well, he was evil, But he spent so much time with Haru, like, he developed, like, a more human side.
But you know what's really good?
Mm?
They didn't do any magical tears to bring him back to life.
No, I would have quit Atmon if that happened.
Because, like, Haru's trying. He's like, you wake up now. You wake up. I care and I'm crying and doing the whole thing.
I was so worried that it was going to, oh, he's going to be alive. Because Haru's saying, no, come back. Even though I said that I'd bring you back, come back now. Come back. I can do this. I can apply-rise you.
Then they all apply-rise and they leave his corpse in the AR field. And that's it. That's the end of that.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, I guess I'll just have to study AI. Which is fine, because in episode 4, he was reading a book on AI, and that's why Gatchmon ran away and said, well, I'll go trick-or-treating by myself. Because Haru's like, I'm studying. So it's not even something that's coming out of nowhere. He already had the interest behind it.
Yeah. And Denimon can help him now. It's a whole thing.
He could hang out with Eugen's mom.
If he could ever find her.
She's somewhere.
And yeah, so that's Atmon for you. I don't know if anyone can figure out a way to contact the Atmon team.
Well,
anyone
on
it?
They are on Twitter.
They must be.
We just saw a big photo of the whole of the Atmon team.
Celebrating. You know how to write in Japanese.
I'll just have a picture and say the Japanese word for who is this.
Exactly. It's literally what I was going to ask you. Just the hand with the black hand. Who is this?
And they'll say animation des.
If they just say it's nobody, that's fine. But I want an answer, right? Because it's the only thing about Atmon that I can think of that's mysterious at this point. And that's more than I can say about every other season of Digimon, pretty much.
Yeah, the thing is, we actually care. Like, I'm sure if we went through all the seasons of Digimon, we would find things that aren't explained or that could do with more explanation.
I mean, like, everything in Tri Part 5.
Oh my gosh. Well, but they're still... the Tri's not finished yet. So maybe everything...
Sure. I bet they can spend all of Part 5 of their show doing nothing at all, but they'll spend Part 6 answering all of your questions. Just all of them. Not like they could have introduced those questions in Part 1 and then slowly they answered them. No, they're going to introduce them all now and they'll answer them all tomorrow. I bet that'll work.
I just
you know why they need 9 months? To write actual answers, because they don't know.
That's really worrying. I don't want that to be the case. So I guess we're done speaking about negative bits then.
We did it.
Because we ended up starting to speak about Tri midway through our negative bits.
Well, if you're going to talk about negative bits, you got to find them somewhere.
Favorite character. By the way, we didn't mention our favorite character last week. We might have been passing, but mine was Eri last week because she fought a robot and Jay said that it was Eri as well.
Yeah, she did the punch kicks.
Because Noam in our Slack was like, hey, I'm actually going to listen through all the episodes and take note of your favorite character through all the episodes.
I gotta give it to Haru. He was gonna kill Eugen and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I'll give it to Haru too.
Ray's up there though. The cooking and stuff, it's good, but he didn't really do much else.
Other characters didn't do much besides had Atmon that were fighting Leviathan. And then the last part was between Haru and Eugen, but that's fine because that is a loose end that's important to tie up. And Haru's great. Haru is a good boy.
Because like all of their story arcs ended... I guess they all had their own episodes to end their story arcs like a while ago. Eri had the election. That was like the end of her story arc.
Yeah.
Because she kind of did it.
Asta had the whole, it's still between Aptube and the family business.
Yeah, and
sort
he
of
escaped
thing.
And like he made his decision for himself. Yeah, and Ray and got his brother back.
It. And he's still doing the Aptube as well as being in the, running the family business.
Yeah. So they all, when I sort of complained when we were watching it. Look, and all the other characters just stand there, but this was the end of Haru's story arc. He gets to sort of have his because he's the protagonist.
Yeah, because his story arc was Eugen at this point.
Yeah,
and it's fine. Yes, it was definitely power of love and power of friendship, but it wasn't like magic tears healing the dead robot.
Yeah, it wasn't magic. It was just
an AI that evolves, learning from humans, became more human.
And what it's really trying to say, I think at the end of the day, is the singularity is coming, but it's really not as scary as you think it is.
Yeah, and as I said, it goes from like, you know, the doom voice of saying in 2045, artificial intelligence will take over and surpass that of human intelligence. And it's said in a dark way, and it's said with Leviathan being all like a big scary dragon. But at the end, it's white background, black text, very light, very positive. In 2045, artificial intelligence will surpass that of human intelligence. And it's very positive. It's saying, hey, AI can be good. Just no more Leviathan. And I like that. Miscellaneous bits? Because I think we've covered everything.
We did. Like, we'd put Caught Up Man in there, who just, like, he never had anything. He was never explained in any way. He's just a dude.
He's just there. Is there one of them? Is there two of them? I still want that scene of, hey, you guys brothers know each look alike.
That would have been the best use of that joke they build up the whole time. That would have been the best.
I love Caught Up Man. Like, it's such a good little running gag that didn't get too old.
No, it really didn't, even though it was in, like, every episode.
Yeah, and I love Astra, I love Aerie, I love Ray, I love Haru, I love them all. It was really great. Well done for making a good season.
You did it.
Any more miscellaneous bits?
I don't think so.
On to ranking. Jay would not let me put this at the top of the list.
Okay, so episode 4 we still think is really good because it's just, like, it sums up what was really great about Atmon when it started.
Yeah, it did all the Atmon things, like, oh, how do you defeat this? Let's think about it in the way of what apps we have.
The only thing is, I realized, I think I talked about it last episode, is that some of the really big parts of that was like, oh, there's a bad Apple driver, that's so cool. Mm. And it was never relevant. But we've gone past that now. But I would not let you put it above Aerie's election episode because it made you cry.
Yeah, so did this episode.
No, it didn't. Yes, I watched it.
I was tearing up.
Yeah, but it didn't make you actually cry.
When I was cuddling with my Gatchmon plushie, there were tears.
Tearing up is not the same as like tears flowing down your face. I saw. And also the first half of this episode was whatever. It's fine.
Well, you could say the second half of the general elections conclusion episode, that was sort of like, that was air. Because just like, oh, Aerie's on a boat now.
The election was really strong.
But the election was strong, yeah. Okay, so I guess this is in third place.
Yeah.
You begrudgingly.
Know what? The absolute last episode being the third best episode of the entire season is pretty good.
Mm. Like, that's good. I mean, it's... So we have the top three is episode 4, episode 36, and then episode 52. And so it's just above the Astra's Great Escape.
Sure.
Which was a good episode, but it was filler. And, you know, the final episode should be better than good filler.
Is it filler if it ends his story arc?
That's a point. Because it does.
Its character arc is important.
Yeah. I think we said it was filler at the time, but like, yeah, you're right. That was the end of his character arc.
Also, I like how the final thing you see with him is a mixture between his app tubing and the traditional stuff.
Which is great, because that is who he is. And in the narration, Haru said, yeah, and he's going between his app tubing and learning how to take over the family business.
By smashing teacups.
Because like, he had the other character development episode where he had to choose and he was really stressed. And he said, you know what? I'll just choose both.
Yeah.
Because I can. I can balance both of them. Because I want to do what I love, but I also actually do want to take over. He was never forced into it. It was never something he didn't want to do.
Yeah, it was never something he actively didn't want. It was just something he didn't want to only do.
Yeah, he said, well, app tubing is what I want to do right now, but I will take over the family business.
Yeah.
Like, it was never sort of like a rejection of that. He was never rebelling against that. He had beautiful handwriting. He knew how to have tea ceremonies. And I think that's when we started liking him.
Yeah, they sell, like... The like green tea whisks and stuff at T2.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they sell all the tea ceremony stuff.
I'm going to buy it one day.
What does it do?
It whisks up the matcha, because matcha is powder.
Yeah,
and you need to whisk it up and then put the water in it. There's like a process.
Okay,
I really want to, and I also have the dango paste, so I can make the little dango that you have alongside the matcha at the tea ceremony.
Okay,
I'm just weaving it up over here.
Oh boy, are you ever.
I might just like...
God, I wish I cared about tea.
Buy it for myself for Christmas. Nice. Well, in the start of winter, a T2 do coffee things.
Oh, by the way, I had an idea for your Christmas present, but I've come across something else. So you'll get something else and I'll use the original idea later for your birthday.
You was too good. I'm just going to be boring and just say, hey, choose a board game that you want and I'll buy it for you.
So I've planned ages in ahead
now. I hate you so much. Anyway, I don't have any more thoughts about Atmon, except for when we do the summary episode where I have a few ideas of things I don't want to talk about now, so we can do it the summary episode.
Okay.
Yeah. So, outro. Next week, we're doing the summary episode. which we're not sure if we're going to be recording next week or 2 weeks and then releasing it straight away.
I thought we could do it all today, but no. Well, we got to make more content.
Well, I don't want to record three things at once. I'll die.
No, I thought we'd just combine it into this.
Now we'll do it. It's too late now. Yeah. So you can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode and message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a red thread in the Atmon subreddit, and we would appreciate if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. We also have a website, and you can check out my finalised Apply ranking, but of course in our summary episode, we will go over the Apply ranking. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. $1 a month gets you access to a listener Slack chat group, but higher levels get you exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast called The Montcast, Stevie, who is Stevie Patamon on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Penguin Mage, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Alato, who is @HiroAlato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeve, Reeves, who's at WildLink64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.webpress.com, Small Wolfie, who's on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic there called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchgoat, Azra McCool, Nicholas, Gene Hackmon, Matthew, Anthony, who's at AntoClassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who's Alekmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Ellie Vorg, who is Ellie Vorg on Tumblr, Sporky McForkinspoon, who hosts a Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kyliek, Neobu, Jams, and the Time Optimist.
I think you mean Neo.
Boo!
Also, Bootmon was there. We forgot to mention. Bootmon was at the party.
Bootmon was there and...
Fully evolved, not Onmon, which is sad.
Yeah, but it would have been weird to introduce Onmon only now.
Like, who are you? I'm Onmon. I think that should have been done last episode if it was going to be done.
And he wanted some of the creme brulee, I think.
Everyone wanted creme brulee. It's fine.
It looked really good.
Also, another negative was Offmon's not sad. His partner is dead.
Yeah, but I guess he assumes he'll come back.
Yeah, he has faith in Haru.
Also, he sort of knew that you did lots of bad stuff.
You can also make a donation on our PayPal, which is linked in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon, and make sure to listen to the podcast. See you guys next time. Bye.